Fruity and the Blowfish on Nova 103.5. Only wanna be with you. Nathan Chase won the bronze medal in the men's 16 to 17 age group at the Xterra Youth World Championships. It was held in Northern Italy on Sunday. And he's going to be a little bit late for school this morning because he's in the studio with me. Good morning, Nathan, and congratulations.
Morning. Thank you very much.
So what's it like? I mean, you've just been competing on the international stage where you win bronze. You get to stand on the podium. And today you're going back to school and having to deal with things like homework.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of an adjustment. But normally it's kind of only the first day where you really get a bit of a shock and see all the work that you've missed out on. And then you kind of just get back into rhythm.
What grade are you in now?
Grade 10.
Grade 10. Okay, so it's I mean, it's serious work that you're having to catch up on there. How do you juggle it though? I mean, grade 10, like we're saying, there's a lot of work you have to now catch up. Obviously, you need to train quite a bit and get that homework done, prepare for exams. How do you juggle everything?
So the last few months have definitely been my sport has been prioritized over my school. But now as we come into exams, I think I need to start prioritizing school a bit more. But I've always been quite fortunate that I've done fairly well at school, so that's not been so much of a problem.
Okay. You're not joining Dad on the 4:30 club rides in the morning?
No, no. But in COVID, I joined him for a couple of rides, but now not anymore. But I do go to the gym twice a week before school.
Okay, so you do have to have some early mornings.
Yeah.
And then obviously afternoons are when most of the training fits in?
Yeah.
And schoolwork in the evenings?
Yeah, kind of.
Busy day.
I try and do all my schoolwork in school.
Okay, all right, there we go. Get it done and then you don't have to worry. So looking at the race itself, how different was it racing in the Brenta Dolomites than back here at home?
It was, first of all, really beautiful, which is, yeah, just the scenery is completely different. And the swim, the water was really cold, but that's coming from the Atlantic Ocean, not something I had a problem with, but a lot of athletes really complained about it.
Okay.
But it was quite interesting to swim with about 100 other athletes. So that was, the swim was really busy. And then the bike, the climbing was just hectic.
Mm.
And a lot of roots and mud, which we're not used to at all. But at least I'd practiced early in the week, so I was kind of comfortable with it.
Okay, so you'd at least had some time to adjust to the conditions a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Altitude-wise, I mean, we're here at around about 1,700. When I was looking online, it looks like some points there, obviously, it's probably right up on the peaks, but going into the 3,000 meters above sea level, was that an issue at all?
No, luckily not, because Molvino's in a bit of a valley, so the altitude there is 860 meters.
Oh, okay, all right.
I think that also worked to my advantage a bit because we've got kind of altitude acclimation.
Mm. So, look, as if your achievement wasn't impressive enough, your finishing time in your age group was actually faster than the winner of the 17 to 18 age group. I mean, you guys must have been pushing each other hard.
Yeah, I was very surprised about that. The top four guys, I think, were all 16 to 17s. But it was a super hard race, and I was really, yeah, quite surprised that we beat all the 18 to 19s.
Was it good to have that kind of exposure? I mean, to race against these guys and be able to push each other. Not that we're saying that there's nobody here to push you locally, but, you know, that international exposure.
Yeah, it was really good fun because also here, there are guys that will compete, and but it's only like three or four of us. And there, you just ride and there's just guys everywhere coming past you. You're going past them. So it's a lot closer racing.
Mm.
And there's always someone that's going to be around you.
In terms of qualifying, I was trying to look. I mean, there are not that many options for someone from Namibia to qualify for these things. How did that? How did you manage to qualify? How did that go about?
So we qualified at Xterra in Gqeberha in February. So that's, well, it was. Now there's another one in Johannesburg, but
okay,
that was the only Xterra kind of in Southern Africa.
All right. What's next then? I mean, other than going to school, what's next on your agenda?
I've got a couple of the local triathlons, like the RMB Offroad Triathlon from Bach in November and then the Sandman in December. And I'm also getting ready for my first Desert Dash, which I'll do in a four-man team, so that I'm really excited about.
Okay, cool. And plans for 2025? You're talking about the Joburg Xterra. Is that a qualifier for 2025? Are you looking at going back and maybe improving on your bronze?
Yeah, so we're looking at definitely doing Xterra and Gqeberha in the beginning of the year again. Then the Africa Cup circuit, which is more conventional road triathlon. And then maybe, yeah, the Joburg Xterra. And we'll see how the year pans out.
Oh, very, very cool. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm not going to keep you out of school for much longer. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.